Hi there. I'm calling for National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. How are you doing today? Will you be so kind as to give me just a few minutes of your time?
Sure.
To do the survey? Thank you so much. Am I speaking with Mighty?
Yes.
Thank you. And you prefer English, right? You speak Spanish, but I'll do it in English. Does anyone in your house who works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you. And I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, proudly vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your race? White, African American, or Black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian?
Hispanic.
Thank you. And if you don't want to tell me, that's okay. What is your age? We just want to make sure that we're representing everyone.
27.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress more to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You said 10 if it is the most important, or 5 if it is somewhat important. A 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Fighting inflation and improving the economy, 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
7.
Thank you. Addressing immigration and border issues.
10.
Thank you. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
9.
Thank you. Moving right along. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as it is in the white community?
I'm sorry, I have an important call coming through. Can I put you on hold?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay.
Anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Ya, 27 años tiene ella. Me puso en hold, so I don't know what's going on. I hope she comes back on the line. No ha colgado.
yo creo que no nos van a quitar a nosotros. Yo
creo que
recuerda que para una compañía de empresa,
todos los individuos,
Hi, and thank you for coming back. I appreciate it. You want to continue?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question?
Do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
About the same. Worse.
Worse. Okay. Worse. No problem. Thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
I think getting worse, I think.
Thank you. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two. I'm going to read you the list. Vaping, cigarettes, alcohol, marijuana, and other cannabis products, opiates and fentanyl, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. What do you think these two are the ones that are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community?
Fentanyl.
Okay. Okay. You want another one? Or that's fine. You can use up to two.
Just that one.
Yeah. Okay. No problem. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Agree or disagree?
That educating them about these issues?
Yeah, do you agree that is this a strategy that they're using right now, that they think that something that is called tobacco harm reduction?
Yeah, I don't think that's working.
No, okay, so you disagree then, right?
Yeah.
Somewhat or strongly disagree?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you to raise your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, but not at all familiar with the product. E-cigarettes or vapes, are you familiar with that or no? Not familiar at all, somewhat, yes. Very familiar or somewhat familiar?
Very familiar.
Thank you. Oral nicotine pouches.
Familiar. I mean, not that I use any of these.
That's what I want to know. Familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar, or only
very familiar.
Thank you. And this one over here is heat, not burn tobacco products. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, very familiar.
Okay. Thank you. I don't even know what it is. You're more familiar than I.
Think it would be like chew.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought it would be. Yeah, like chew, like the vapor press used to use in the 70s. It was true, but you will not know about that. I'm older than you. I'd like to give you an additional information about smoking today in America. As you might know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death. accounting for nearly 500,000 Americans' lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? More government restrictions and bans, cost of smoking have gone up, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, more education and anti-tobacco advertising. Which one do you think that is the reason for this?
I would say the market.
Okay, introduction to smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'd like to read you 2 statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more? The first statement, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medication. That's one. The next one is, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce the long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. Which one of these do you agree with more? The first one or the second?
The number 2.
Okay, thank you. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
More.
More, much more or somewhat more harmful?
I would say much more because
much
we don't
more.
Know what's in those chemicals.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, or 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. We know that cigarette smoke contains a variety of chemicals known to cause cancer. But nicotine is not one of them. Nicotine is not it doesn't cause cancer. While smoke-free tobacco products contain nicotine, which is addictive, they represent a less harmful alternative to cigarettes because they do not produce cancer-causing smoke. Do you agree or disagree?
0, strongly disagree.
Thank you. Do not agree at all, right? Okay. The FDA is responsible for protecting and advancing public health. The FDA has proved through hundreds of scientific product applications that smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products are less harmful than cigarette smoking. There is a dire need for the FDA to increase awareness of and access to this alternative for adults who smoke. It could be the difference between life and death. Agree or disagree?
5.
Thank you. Many people who smoke today come from minority populations. The nearly 500,000 Americans dying from cigarettes every year is not in the wealthy white neighborhoods. So nobody's paying attention. But we can't just pretend that this isn't happening. The FDA must begin instructing doctors to talk to adults who smoke about less harmful alternatives to cigarettes, no matter where they live. It could save hundreds of thousands of lives every year. Agree or disagree?
5, somewhat agree.
Thank you. Okay, almost done. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes, with cessation support, abstinence, education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you agree or disagree?
5, somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree, thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following? Heat, not burnt tobacco products, yes or no?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Oral nicotine pouches?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No. No.
Thank you.
No, nothing.
Okay, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Working class.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
Am I a member? No.
No, do you identify? Yeah, you identify as
no.
A member. Okay, no, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I mean, traditionally Democrat, because there's no other options, but...
A strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat, Joe Biden, and Republican, Donald Trump, would you vote for Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Biden, because there's no other option.
There's no other option. Let's conclude
our segment. Trump got convicted of felonies. Not that I would vote for him either, but hopefully he'll be out.
I understand. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You enjoy the rest of your day. Take care. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.